Hi, it's Avril here, your very own transformational coach. And today I'm going to take you through a guided self-hypnosis meditation that's going to help you develop a photographic memory. And this will most definitely help you in all aspects of your life, particularly if you're studying for exams or writing dissertations. It'll definitely give you a bit of an edge on those little extra things that you need to learn and memorise. So what I'd like you to do for now is just settle in and settle down and find a lovely comfortable position where you can relax and enjoy the process of self-hypnosis. So settling into yourself and relaxing. And you can sit up or lie down, whatever feels right for you. It's entirely up to you. So take a few moments to settle in and settle down and take a nice deep breath in all the way down into your diaphragm, relaxing now easily and deeply. And as you simply become aware of your breath, breathing in and breathing out, begin to notice how your body gently and easily settles in and settles down into a nice, relaxed and comfortable position. Becoming aware of your body, whether it's in the chair or lying down, wherever you are. Just gently now becoming aware of your body. Becoming aware of all the tensions in and around your head, your neck and shoulders, and anywhere else you may find them in your body. And all I want you to do for now is just to be aware of those tensions. I don't want you to do anything with them at all. Just be aware of where they are. Whether they're in your neck or in your back, just gently notice where that tension is. And as you notice where that tension is, simply gently squeeze into that tension even more. Get a sense of making it even more tense. That's right. Just notice how much more tense you can make it. And then as you release, just breathe. Releasing that tension. Making it tense. That's right. And release it again. And simply notice how easy it is to relax as you tense and release. Tensing and releasing all that tension. And noticing any sounds or movements in and around the room. And just becoming aware of a different sensation or a different feeling in your body now. That's enabling you to relax even more. And I don't know, but maybe by now, as you're tensing and releasing, you're beginning to realise that you're feeling so much more relaxed than a moment ago. And you're noticing now that your body's feeling ever more heavy and softer and more still than it was a moment ago. And though it feels like it may have been such a long, long time since you felt this deeply, deeply relaxed, you may begin to be aware now felt like this before now. and it's easy to relax. Our bodies know how to relax, as do our minds, as we just simply settle in and settle down and allow ourselves to soften and relax. That's right, going even deeper, so incredibly relaxed, floating in and floating out, relaxing in and relaxing out, going deeper and deeper to the sound of my voice and all the noises in and around the room. And knowing with each noise and each sound, this will make you and take you to an even more relaxed place. So I'd simply invite you to go there now. Just to go there, to that deeply, deeply hypnotic place where all things are possible. Where all things are transformed. And I have no idea where that place is for you. I may go there myself, and I may lead you to that place, but only you know what that place is. Only you know how to go there now. Now, because you've decided and you'd like to develop a photographic memory, you're going to focus your energy and concentration into achieving this aim. And that means instead of allowing your mind to flit aimlessly from one thought or attention or point of view to another, you're going to begin training your mind. And as you relax here even more, going even deeper and deeper into this wonderful state of hypnotic relaxation, you're going to begin this process right now. Right at this very moment, and here in this wonderful hypnotic world of rest and relaxation, I invite you to come with me and learn and understand how our vision works. Because that's what we need if we're to focus our attention. We first need to understand how our vision works. And you know, your sight is an intriguing and complicated process that requires many components of your eyes and your brain to work together. And the first and foremost step of this fascinating and powerful sense is carried out in the retina, at the very, very back of your eye. The photoceptors in your retina collect the light, and they send signals to a network of neurons then generate electrical pulses that travel to your brain. Now it's an amazing thing that happens. And your brain then processes all these little impulses and gives information about what you're seeing. Light and energy is converted into electrical energy. It's quite fascinating, you know, how it all works. And perhaps you can think of your eyes as a camera, both working together to achieving the same effect. The lens of your eye focuses on what you wish to take a picture of. You. This image is then inverted onto the retina at the back of your eye. In the same sort of way that a camera's image is seen in a negative form before it's developed. And closing and opening your eye is the nearest you can get to actually taking the photograph. Now, I'm curious, however, we now have a far more advanced way of collecting and keeping the data and images stored away. We have a digital camera inside our heads, which is much faster, much clearer, and has infinite storage capacity called brain cells. And whenever you blink your eyes, your camera will record the image as caught through your lens. It will hold the myriad of colours in such sharp contrast that it will never fade. This is because a digital image is made up of hundreds, possibly thousands, of dots that we call pixels. And the more pixels you use, the sharper, clearer the image will be. I now want to invite you to imagine a filing cabinet with millions and even billions of brain cell compartments, large enough to hold any image you wish to store. Just begin to see that now. Billions and billions of brain cell compartments. Each and every image can now be stored away inside a compartment, or discarded if you no longer require them. And those you wish to keep need to be filed away systematically in your very own filing cabinet, which you are able to label for even faster memory recall. And as with a digital camera, you need to close the lens so you can display the image on the inbuilt monitor, which for you is a simple matter of closing your eyes and letting the image you wish to see appear on the inside of your eyelids. And the more times you practice this, closing your eyes and seeing the image, the technique gets easier and easier, and your recall becomes faster and faster, with each image crisply and clearly displayed on your inbuilt monitor just by blinking. Now, you have a library which you can browse at leisure, or use your fast access system to instantly and display your chosen image. Your collection of images will grow daily, as everything you see can be, if you want it to be, stored away in your filing cabinet and labelled for instant access. There is no end to the amount of images and data you can now store, because you have billions and billions of brain cells which can be used to hold an image and to store it away in the filing cabinet of your mind, ready at any time to be recalled and displayed whenever you blink your eyes. Sometimes you'll want to, and possibly need to, see a series of images And all it takes to fast forward through these series of images is for you to close your eyes and view them on the back of your eyelids, much like watching a DVD or a video, where you can pause on any desired image or piece of data. Whatever you need to do, you can, because you have a photographic memory with which you can access any image you want to just by blinking. There's no end. There is no end to the amount of data you can store and recall simply and easily by using your digital camera. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your unconscious mind and now grow stronger and stronger each and every day. In fact, each and every day as you blink your eye, the images and the suggestions and the connections and the brain cells grow stronger and stronger and even more powerful. So at any moment, you know you can locate anything that you like in any way and any form. So as these suggestions become even more embedded now, let your mind, let your unconscious mind and your conscious mind grow stronger and stronger as you become more and more aware of your body and beginning to become aware of the change in my voice and a realization that something has changed and a transformation has happened. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back into your body and back into this reality. And at the count of 5, you will be wide awake with beautiful thoughts flowing through your mind, calm and peaceful feelings flowing through your entire body, and feeling good and feeling alive and feeling incredibly well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Welcome back and well done. I hope you enjoyed the self-hypnosis, and I look forward to sharing with you again soon.